We're holding in Akdama, the introduction of the Ahavat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim has been describing the different places where Chazal seem to equate the merits of learning Torah to the merits of doing Chesed. So the Chafetz Chaim says, and see further, koach hamida kedusha zo, the strength of this holy trait, shehi moelet la'arich yamam shel adam, that doing kindness also acts to give one longevity, to lengthen one's life. Uchmosh matin bivnei Eli, and as we find with the sons of Eli, shegazar aleihem, that God decreed on the sons of Eli, v'chal marbit betachai amutu anashim, that the majority of Eli's house is going to die as they become young men. So there's a decree on the house of Eli that they're going to die young. And this was a heavenly decree that was accompanied with a vow. And once a decree is accompanied with a vow, then it's a decree which cannot be torn. As our sages taught us, and nonetheless, when God made the decree on them, God alluded to the sons of Eli that with Torah and acts of kindness they will be able to annul this decree and they will attain longevity. And as the verse says, and therefore, I swear to the house of Eli, God says, "Im yitkaper avon beit Eli bezevach uvmincha," lest the sin of the house of Eli be wiped clean with any offering, animal offering, or offering of flour. Va'amar Abaye, and Abaye taught us on this verse, "Bezevach uvmincha ino mitkaper," that God was saying, the sin of the house of Eli will not be wiped clean with sacrifices. But the sin of the house of Eli can be atoned for with Torah and acts of kindness. So Abaye taught us that Kohanim might come from the house of Eli, then they have this decree that they will die young. How do they get out of the decree? If they do Torah and Gmilut Chesed. So we see that the Gemara seems to tell us that you need both. It's not that Torah is enough. You need Torah and Gmilut Chesedim. This is what the Gemara teaches us in Rosh Hashanah. The Amru Shamod, and the Gemara says further over there, the Abaye v'Rava Tavau midvet Eli katu. Abaye and Rava were both Kohanim, and they both came from the house of Eli. Rava da'asak b'Torah, Rava, who dealt in Torah his whole life, so he did chesed, but his primary focus was Torah. Chaye arba'in shnin, so he lived for 40 years. Abaye da'asak b'Torah uvig milut chesedim, Abaye, who was dealing a tremendous amount in Torah, but also a tremendous amount in Milut Chasadim, Chaye Shitin Shnin. He lived for 60 years. So you see that Torah alone isn't enough. Torah alone gave Rava the longevity of 40 years. Abaye did Torah in Milut Chasad, he lived 60 years. Between Abaye and Rava, almost throughout Shas, the halacha is like Rava. There are only six exceptions. Ya'al Kigam. That's an acronym for the six exceptions. But other than that, throughout Shas, almost every daf, you have an argument between them, and the halacha is like Rava. So Rava was really learning Torah. And nonetheless, Abaye, because his Torah was with a stronger Gmilut Chesed, he lived a longer life. V'gami mo'elet inatzel mechevlo shel Mashiach, and Gmilut Chesed also saves one from the fangs of Mashiach. Kmo shamu chazal, as our sages taught us, shalut al midavet Rabbi Eliezer. The students asked Rabbi Eliezer, what can one do and be saved from the birth pangs of the Messiah? Amar lahem, so Rabbi Lezer told them, Yasok batorah uvigmilut chasadim. He should deal in Torah and acts of kindness. Vazchut hazeh omed lo la'adam lechol adorot shachav, and this merit lasts a person for all the generations that follow him. Kmo shamru chazal, as the sages taught us, hachesed omedet lo la'adam atzof kol adorot. Kindness lasts for a person till the end of generations. As the verse says, the chesed Hashem me'olam ve'ad olam al yireav. The chesed of Hashem is forever upon those that fear Hashem. So what we saw today is the Chafetz Chaim pointed out another aspect that Milut Chesed is so powerful that it gives one longevity. He seems to derive it as a kavachomer from the house of Eli. Because really the pasuk tells us about the house of Eli. So who says it applies to others? It seems to the Chafetz Chaim like that's obvious, that if it works for people who have a decree to die young, to give them longevity, certainly for the rest of us, if we do chesed with our Torah, then it will give us longevity. And the Chafetz Chaim ended off this paragraph with telling us that it also saves one from Chevlei Mashiach. It's important to note that in both of these, the chesed seems to be contingent on being together with Torah. He was coming, so to speak, to boost the chesed, to tell us, don't think that Torah is the cure-all and chesed is good, but not so good. No, you should know chesed seems to be equated with Torah. But by the same token, we have to remember that Chazal seemed to say you need both. A person can't say, I'm going to work all day in chesed, and I won't learn Torah, and I'll still get all these blessings. It seems like they have to be in conjunction. He didn't say that, but that's what it seems from the sources he quoted.